This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Two die in road accident in Dang this morning. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung stresses political stability and development as key goals of present coalition government. Sudhir Paschim Royals defeats Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets. With this, playoff setups completes in the ongoing Nepal Premier League. And 20 people die when Israeli forces bomb a school in southern Khan Yunis. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung stated that the primary goal of the political alliance between the CP and UML and the Nepali Congress was to maintain political stability and promote development in the country. Minister Gurung mentioned that the government was committed to ending political instability, which he identified as a major obstacle to the nation's progress. Speaking at an event in Kathmandu, Minister Gurung explained that frequent changes in government had disrupted the progress of development projects, policies and regulations. Likewise, Minister Gurung remarked that in the past, political instability had obstructed the country's prosperity, but assured that this time the government was focused on delivering stability to the people. The government's income and expenditure both are weak in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year 2024-25. According to the Office of Comptroller General, the government has raised 28% of the annual targeted revenue while spending around 30% budget as of 15th of December. The data shared by the office shows that the government's development expenditure has been weak. In the current fiscal year, ₹352.354 billion was allocated for capital expenditure, with only 11.58% spent so far. The revenue collection as of 15th of December in the current fiscal year is ₹405,773,000,000, which is 27.57% of the annual target. The government has set the target of collecting revenue worth ₹1,471,629,000,000 and 500,000 for the current fiscal year. The government had the target of taking ₹52,326,000,000 and 500,000 in foreign grants this year, but has not taken any so far. Former mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, P.L. Singh, has passed away at the age of 87. According to the family sources, Nepali Congress leader Singh breathed his last today while undergoing treatment of stomach-related disease. Meanwhile, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City declared a mourning holiday today on the demise of former mayor P.L. Singh. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City's assistant spokesperson Dhruba Kumar Kafli said that the Kathmandu Metropolitan City decided to close all non-essential services of the central office and all the ward offices to mourn the passing away of former Mayor Singh. Kathmandu was declared a metropolitan city in 1995 due to the efforts of former Mayor P.L. Singh. Two people were killed in a road accident this morning in Dang. According to Dang police, two people were killed and 12 others sustained injury when a winger vehicle met with an accident near Tuakhola box skating of Lummi Municipality 9 along the East-West Highway. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Ishwar Thapa, the deceased have been identified as 42-year-old Prithvi Tharu and Fulsi Tharu, age 60, both from Shivaraj Municipality 3. A vehicle travelling from Chadrauta to Bardia crashed, injuring 14 people. Deputy Superintendent of Police Thapa said overspeeding may have caused the accident and that the injured are undergoing treatment at Lamahi Hospital. Meanwhile, another accident claimed the life of two people in Chapa. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Chapa, Police Krishna Kumar Chand, informed that the motorcycle accident took place last night nearby Setu Mara Chowk in Damok Municipality 10 in Chapa. The deceased have been identified as 32-year-old Jamuna Dhimal and Om Kumari Rai, age 25, both from Gauradaha Municipality 5 in Chapa District. Similarly, 27-year-old motorcycle rider Biraj Thapa of Ratumai Municipality 8 in Morang District is undergoing treatment at Betamod-based BNC Hospital. Further investigation into the incident is underway. The Federation of Nepali Journalists has elected a female president for the first time in a 69-year history. Nirmala Sharma was elected the president of the Federation of Nepali Journalists on Sunday. The coordinator of the election committee informed that Sharma won the presidency by securing 4,282 votes. Speakers at a two-day workshop on judicial perspectives on environmental and wildlife conservation emphasized the judiciary's key role in protecting the environment and wildlife. Organized by the Judges Society Nepal and the National Trust for Nature Conservation, the event saw discussions on landmark judicial rulings in environmental justice. Likewise, a participant warned that wildlife crime is the world's fourth largest organized crime. Furthermore, another speaker emphasized the environment as a matter of justice, urging climate compensation for Nepal due to carbon emissions from developed countries. The Nepal Oil Corporation has hiked the price of petrol and slashed the price of diesel and kerosene. According to Nepal Oil Corporation, the price of petrol has increased by Rs. 2 per litre and diesel and kerosene decreased by Rs. 2 per litre. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces has bombed the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA-run Ahmed bin Abdul Aziz School in southern Khan Yunis, killing at least 20 people, including children. According to Al Jazeera, the attack came after a bombing of a school in northern Beit Hanon that left 43 dead and another strike on a civil defense post that killed Al Jazeera cameraman Ahmed Al-Lu and five rescue workers. Meanwhile, Israel's government announced plans to double the population of Israeli settlers in the occupied Syrian Golan Heights after seizing more land following the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Since the start of the war on Gaza from 7th of October 2023, at least 44,976 people have been killed and 106,759 wounded. Hundreds of people are feared dead in Mayotte after the French Indian Ocean territory was devastated by a powerful cyclone. According to the BBC, entire settlements were destroyed when Cyclone Chido brought wind speeds of more than 225 km per hour, with the poorest living in makeshift shelters particularly hard hit. Rescue workers, including teams from France, are searching for survivors, but widespread damage to roads and power lines is hindering efforts. Many of the island's 320,000 residents are struggling with shortages of food, water, and shelter. Many improvised communities, including migrants, were especially vulnerable. A new plan to reshape local government in England could see the abolition of district council and the introduction of more elected mayors. The government will publish proposals on Monday aiming to merge areas with two tiers of local authority into single unit councils, streamlining services. According to the BBC, elected metro mayors would gain greater powers over planning, housing and transport to speed up development. However, the district council's network warned the changes could lead to turmoil and reduce local decision making. Bitcoin has reached a new record high, rising by over 50% since U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's election win on the 5th of November. The cryptocurrency briefly surpassed $106,000 before settling around $104,500 on Monday's Asia trading. According to the BBC, the incoming Trump administration is seen as more supportive of cryptocurrencies compared to the Biden administration. Trump has even suggested creating a national stockpile of Bitcoin, similar to the U.S. oil reserve. Now on to a sports update. Sudhir Pashchim Royals has defeated Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets in the last match of the league stage under the ongoing Nepal Premier League T20 cricket tournament. Sudhir Pashchim achieved the 102-run victory target set by Karnali in 15.2 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. The match was held at TU Cricket Ground in Kritipur. Captain Dipendra Singh Iyer and Ishan Pandey scored 38 runs each for Sudhir Pashchim. With this, the playoff equation of Nepal Premier League has been completed with the conclusion of the league stage games. Karnali has entered the playoff despite losing to Sudhir Pashchim. Kathmandu Gurkhas is out of the playoff stage. Janakpur Bolts, Chitwan Rhinos and Sudhir Pashchim Royals have already reached the playoff stage before this. Sudhir Pashchim will play against Janakpur in the first qualifiers of Nepal Premier League, while Chitwan and Karnali will vie in the eliminator match. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. Thick fog was forecast at many places in Tarai and Valley this morning. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has requested all bodies concerned to adopt precaution as it would affect daily life, transport service and flights for a few hours. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two die in road accident in Dang. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung stresses political stability and development as key goals of present coalition government. Sudhir Pashchim Royals defeats Karnali Yaks by 6 wicket. With this, playoff setup completes in the ongoing Nepal Premier League. And 20 people die when Israeli forces bomb a school in southern Khan Yunis. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.